This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We go two different ways as we begin the program today, the goods and the bads, the winners and the losers, the lucky and the maybe not so lucky. Because in a lot of ways, and I'm thinking here of corporate America specifically, there are two different things happening in this economy right now. First, in the rotation, U.S. manufacturers, which fall in the not-so-lucky category. Case in point, shares of Caterpillar, the heavy equipment company, tumbled today after noting that its materials and shipping costs are rising, the trade war being the proximate cause. Winners we will do in about 90 seconds, but first, manufacturers warning of harder times as they deal with higher costs due to the president's tariffs and the threat of retaliation by this country's trading partners. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Caterpillar, the Illinois-based manufacturer of industrial engines and earth movers, actually had a lot of good news in its earnings report. Profits up 46% from a year ago, sales up in every major region around the world. Still, Caterpillar's stock was punished, in part, says Elizabeth Vermillion at CFRA Research, because supply costs to feed its production lines are going up due to trade conflicts.
Tariffs are definitely driving the uncertainty, and then China's economic slowdown.
Vermillion says so far Caterpillar's adapted pretty well, but other industries haven't been so lucky. Ford is scheduled to release earnings tomorrow. A top executive said this week that Trump administration tariffs are hurting the automaker's profits. Christian Jicek is at the Center for Automotive Research.
We have the highest prices in the world right now for aluminum and steel. This is a very narrow margin business. You know, it doesn't seem like that when you go to buy a car, but on new vehicles, small sedans, you may only make a couple $100.
Lauren Wilk at the Aluminum Association says overall manufacturers are optimistic because of the strong economy.
But the tariffs, I think, are making folks hit the pause button. They need the certainty of the supply chain in order to go ahead with investments or expansions.
So far, manufacturers haven't hit the pause button on hiring. Last month, employment rose by nearly 20,000. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
There are plenty of companies reporting strong profits and making rosy forecasts. Companies that have managed to stay out of the trade war or that have played the corporate tax cut just right. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has the winners.
There's something working in favor of pretty much all companies this year, the new tax law.
One of the biggest ways is that it lowers the tax rate.
Fabio Gertner teaches at the Wisconsin School of Business. A lower tax rate means companies keep more of their money. Thing is, something else has been going on this year that's been a negative for a lot of companies. The tariffs. So the corporate winners right now are the ones that are kind of immune from tariffs because they don't manufacture or export physical products. Bernie Baumol is an economist at the Economic Outlook Group.
Certainly the banking industry, telecom, entertainment, I mean, those are industries that obviously are not that exposed in the event of a trade war, but have benefited from the cut in taxes.
Healthcare is another example. And we're seeing this trend play out now that earnings season is underway. Last week, earnings jumped for banks like Bank of America and JP Morgan. We've also seen strong earnings reports from United Healthcare and Verizon. But just because these companies haven't been hurt by tariffs yet doesn't mean they won't be. Greg McBride at Bankrate.com says, look at the banks.
They could ultimately feel some effects from it if those companies that are directly impacted by tariffs, if they see a drop off in business, if they start to scale back their investment or their borrowing.
And if that happens, there won't be as many winners left. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.